Okay. We have a Mishnah. Mishnah says, fellow dies, he already gave the shliach money to deliver to someone, the shliach does deliver. The Gemara is puzzled. Why? Gemara gives two answers. Either because he must have been a shliach around, that's why his verbal matana worked, or there must have been all three parties there, and that's why the verbal matana worked. Maya Mishlash. So, Frag and Al Rishonim, what's going on? What's going on? Why not give a simple answer? Mitzvah l'kayim divremit. So let's trust things out, then we can read things out. That was the question. The Mishnah in Gittin Dr. Gimel et al. What's going on? Why is there no mitzvah l'kayim divremit? So the Rambam presents two terumim. And then at the end he gives a third answer. Let's first look at two terumim. Abayin Tam says, you know why there's no mitzvah kaim divramet in our Mishnah? Because mitzvah kaim divramet has rules. It only applies under the following conditions. What condition does it have to Abayin Tam? What's the rule? You only say mitzvah kaim divramet who throw it around if? No. What? Oh, good. It has to be nimsa. Yeah. Okay, right. Only work. Yes. This kind of debate only work if it was Masa Yad Achim. Or as that's the language that the Ran has. He's looked in the Raj, but he even had, if it was basically, doesn't exactly his words, Nimsa. You gave it over to others, it wasn't him, it was someone else, Nimsa Yad Achim. It's called Mandate if the guy dies and the property is still in his possession, then there's no mitzvah kind of thing. It has to be that the third party is holding on to it. The third party is holding on to it, then you say, I already gave you a thing to hold on to, then you say, oh, give it to him, but then it works. Well, it's serious why that should be so. That's what they're talking about. In our Mishnah, the fellow has the money in his... the fellow may still have the money in his... pocket the fellow may still have the money in his possession, and then he dies, so there's not going to be any mitzvah kaim divremet. This is what Tam says. The Rabban says it's not true. I have a riot with the septus. Not true. Even if it's in his possession, I want to give away karka. The septus says, I want to give you a piece of land. And the Bryce seems to say, you say mitzvah kaim divremet. Obviously, the land, you can't give it over to the third party. Land is where it is. And so you're mocking it, it's in your possession. So how is it mitzvah kaim divremet? The Rabban says, no, forget about that, a different rule. The only time you say mitzvah kaim divremet is when you have a Rabban says, the only time mitzvah kaim divremet works is when I say, do it. I say, give this to him. And if I just said, this is his, if your poor fellow gathers children around, and he should know, this, I am hereby giving the sitter to my best friend, that's very nice. That's a statement. Either there is a kinyan, there's no kinyan. But mitzvah kind of difference is only if he gave command. He said, I want you to give this sitter to so-and-so, not to see one.
So will have a lot.
What?
So will have a lot of
within the this is part of the source. You have to figure out when they apply, when they don't apply, which is a big part of what we're talking about. When you say it exactly, when you say this will kind of name, so I have to honor this man's instructions. So Rabban Tam says you only honor them if they're already in a third party, holding on to them. The Rabban says the only fair instructions.
Could CV be written down like a written will?
I'm not sure. I think so. I'm not sure. But right away you start wondering, you look at this, okay, so the Rabban discusses, are they good answers for our mission? Are they good answers for our mission? he's assuming that in our Mishnah there were no real instructions to news, it's a statement of fact, which is a little bit difficult, Rav points out. But also you wonder, what's that, why? Why should there be a rule that, if there is a mitzvah, a kayim divrei amei, so why should there be a rule that nimtzi ba'al chayim doesn't work? That if it's still in my possession, usually I can master things better if they're still in my possession, right? So why all of a sudden here, if his mindset doesn't work, and why put Rabban if he didn't have instructions? What's going on? But to understand that more fully, we need to look at a second kasha. Here was the first kasha. Why is it in our Mishnah, in our Gemara, no one mentioned this kind of divinity? The second kasha is in Bava Basra, Kufman Tev, also the Gemara was looking for how could the dead person make something in, and we didn't mention anything about mitzvah kind of divinity. What's the case there? The Gemara Bava Basra says like this. The Gemara Bava Basra says there was a fellow. You see how many people saw the Gemara? How many people not see the Gemara Bava Basra? You know, passing around. I thank the our teamsters who working last night. I have to share with your neighbor. The Gemara Bava Basra says like this. Thank you very much. Gemara Bava Basra says there's a fellow, his name was Easter Giora. Easter, his name was Easter.
Oh,
yeah, Easter Giora. Ah, he thought it was an Easter. No. There's a fellow, it's an interesting name.
So, how do you get to the party? Oh, you're over
it. Right, exactly. His name was Easter. Like, you know, right, exactly. Ah, this is our Moshe. That's the Yiddish name. The time is the Aramaic name also. Yisro. So this is all in Yiddish. You have a name Zundel. Zund, one way to Zundel Berman. It's the fun stuff. One translation of the word Zund is an Aveira. Why do you keep Zundel? That's a good question. So the Pesachuba, I think one place suggests, in certain areas in Europe, they have the minhag that would give some of these names to a kid who was a mamzer. Now everyone would remember that he was a mamzer. Now,
right.
This is not right. So the daughter would not be...
I hope they gave him a middle mark you could use to avoid that, which would defeat the purpose.
No, the whole point was that no one... How are you going to mark a kid before birth certificate? How are you going to make sure you know he's 20 years from now, his parents may die, maybe turn up, who knows? So how is he going to know that he's a mamzer? He could, okay, but at least you're going to... Exactly. So, but I'm just not to practice all over, because this is almost clearly not a mamzer. He married well, and he married his children off well. But it could be that that's how the name got started. I don't know. Anyways, so this Ger, his name was
Easter. It was my grandfather's name.
That would mean that, exactly, that would mean that he too is a mamzer. So whoever's kid's story is, this fellow Easter, here, Kuf Mem Tes, in the middle of Kuf Mem Tes and all. Kuf Mem Tes, Amenal. The Gemara is discussing a different issue about Hodah Fadim, not Rava's dog, but here's this point, first Tashma. Easter Giora Havle Treta Alfi Zuzi Be Rava. Easter, the Ger, had entrusted Rava with 12,000 Zuzim. That's a lot of money. So you can keep in mind that 200 Zuz is a Ksuba, which is enough for a single person to live off for a year, roughly speaking. So like 60 times that. If you assume that in terms of, not in terms of the value of silver, but in terms of purchasing power, 200 Zuz of Ksuba is, let's say, $30,000, it's about 60 times that. In hard mathematics, that is close to $2 million.
Wow.
Right? Talking about $1.5 million. 1.5 million. All right, talking about a nice chunk of change here. So Easter Giora had entrusted enormous amounts of money with Rava. And now Easter Giora is on the way up. He's done. Now. Okay. So, you should have said, okay, well, he's going to die. His son will be Yerushalayim here, Kufim Tetzaral. So here's the twist. He was a Ger, and he had a Jewish son, but his son was Jew, but was not his son. Okay. Rav Mari, Bray, his son Rav Mari, Harasa Shalom B'Kedusha, thank you, Bray Dasa B'Kedusha. He had been conceived Shalom B'Kedusha, and he had been born B'Kedusha. In other words, the mother may have been Jewish, or may have converted with Easter. But either way, Easter only converted after his son was conceived. So now, it's a shilah, the mother converts in that way while she's pregnant, if the kid's Jewish by birth, there's need to give it. Okay, or is the mother's going to work for him? But by the father, clearly the only connection of the father to the son is going to be upon conception. So if we're saying that Easter, when his wife became pregnant, he was still not Jewish, and he only converted later, then he could, by the time the baby was born, Easter the father was Jewish. So obviously not related to the son. Right? Because it's essentially, the fact that if you have a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother, so the son is Jewish, Baal Pi Halacha is not related to his non-Jewish father. Even if a non-Jewish father converts later, still, you're not connected to the father. As here you have two, a father and a son, biologically father and son, they're both Jewish, Baal Pi Halacha not related, because the father converted after the conception of the son. There's no, the son may have been fully Jewish. The wife may have been Jewish all along, just the father converted. You have it all done. They've intermarried a couple, and then they're having a kid, so they figure, you know, we should get the same, get on the same page. So I'll convert. Very nice, you'll convert. But your son already became your son without a halakhic connection. Right? You have father and son, they're both Jewish, but no halakhic connection. So that was the case here. So Rav Murray was his, from a halakhic standpoint, his adopted son. Ubay Rav Havan, he was away in yeshiva. So Rava says, Hey, Chid Nikninu Rav Murray Lahani Zuzi. How can Rav Murray be kona this money? So Rava could just give it to him anyway. But so the way the Meiri comes to try to figure out, well, what's going on? Why does Rava care how Rava is going to be? He won't be coded, just give it to him anyway. So the Meiri comes out that if he wants to keep it, it's a little bit troubling that Rava is going to try. I mean, it could be, look, Rava said, I make a denom, I'm entitled to the money, and I want to keep it. But it's a little bit troubling because it's clear from the Gemara that it sounds like Rav Murray was trying to, the father, Easter, was trying to figure out how to be matched to his son. So the Meiri says, must have gone on here, Rava was a great tzaddik, must have gone on here was that the Rava would like to have Mr. Staka. Rav Murray is going to, Easter is going to die, Rav Murray dies out to any Yerusha because his father is a Gersh Emel Yoshin. So I'd like to be the one to give Staka. If you're going to be matched to me, so then you're tying my hand. That's the way, I'm not going to need a chassid. That's the way the Meiri is in your book. That's the way the Meiri presents this Gemara. No, the Tosfos does not, Tosfos, it's hard to know what Tosfos is saying. You don't directly, here, take a look at the Meiri, in your book. First page of the book.
We tend to be magnanimous right now.
Take a look at six lines from the bottom of the Meiri. The first page. Maisa haya be Isu Giora. So the story with Isu the Ger. The son, whom he had conceived while he was a father, but he was still not Jewish. Shalom to Kedusha, without the sanctity of being Jewish. And Easter had entrusted tremendous amounts of money, as he said, talking roughly $1.8 million, to one of the Chachamim, to Rava. Okay, Shachala, but not the one most. When Easter got sick and was headed towards death, Hayahanitska done the Asma. The trustee, Rava, was down about himself. There's no way for the son to be kona them in terms of strict halacha. When he's going to return to them, who will be chesed? Either it'll be a pure act of chesed. Or maybe it's not total chesed, totally voluntary. It's the proper thing to do. That's what the chachamim was within the spirit of the law, after the father wants it. But it's not going to be nitzar din, and therefore you'll gain yeter oshem chasidus. It'll be the act of mitzvah chasidus. Either be total tzedaka, you have to go back to it all, or at least you're going all the way, and then that will be a value. Or she had muchzer gavul okaroi, or maybe he wanted Rav Murray to realize that he owes him a favor. Rav said, "Look, I know the right thing to do is give you the money. I'll give you the money." But Lamaisa said, "We realize that you're nitzar din. You cannot sue for this money." And you owe me one. I'll do you a favor. I'll give you $2 million, quite a favor, that you're technically not really entitled to. But I know the right thing to give it to you. But obviously, Rav Murray will probably feel a little bit indebted if Rava does that. Okay. So there's some reason why Rava was interested, either for the mitzvah or for practical benefit. He wanted to. He's going to give the money back. But he wants to clarify. There's no way that Rav Murray could be called the money. That the biological son can be coded from his father before the father dies. Huh? Right, okay. That's true. The Gemara Shabbat says if you give a present, the person should know that you gave a present. You give an opportunity for a cross of health. So I didn't look at it. So the light that's not on the Gemara. So then the Rabbah says, Hey, who is the Gemara Hani Zuzi? How, says the Gemara, how, thank you, how is Rav Murray going to be coded
this money. There's no way. He says, is it Yerusha? There's no Yerusha. No Yerusha because he's not a halachic relation. If it's by Mashrivra, it's not Mashrivra. I Khalifin, I got Buzra, my Mashrushan, every possible situation. My Mashrushan, I'm not going to go. I don't have to go. My Mashrushan only if all three are there. I won't be there. By the way, Tosis, the next thing you point out, my Mashrushan, it sounds like if he would be there, that perhaps, well, what would if he would be there? It could be if he would be there, it would work for Karpa. Okay. Or just if he would be there, it would be too uncomfortable to say, no, I don't want to do my Mashrushan. Okay, yeah, he says, there's nothing you can do. The Rambam goes through every trick in the book. And then they find there one trick, and Easter does it, and the Rambam says, hey, why did you tell the trick? I want it to be an act of chesed, it's stolen. Okay. Diva as an A, Tosis says, hey, 1 second! And that's what the Rambam asks here also. 1 second! Yay, Shema! Lomo Lokim, Rambam, Zvarov, Mitzvokai, Nirame! This is a classic Mitzvokai. Listen, the guy is saying he's dying, and he's saying, I want this money to go to my call him a step, to call him whatever you want to call him, my biological son. Halachically adopted, biologically my genetic son. So, Lomaisa, that's what he's, obviously it's what Easter wants. That's Mitzvokai, Nirame. Isn't this a classic example of Mitzvokai, Nirame? I will tell you a possible way, we do possible that way. That's the last Gemara not there. I'm on the come to the it's possible I could be OC fine. That's the thing. Will be possible like a mayor. What's going on? Right? And these answers aren't going to work. Because it is beyond Achayim. The Rebbe Tom's answer is not going to help you. And Rabban's answer is not going to help you. He's not giving instructions. Let him say, I want it to go to my son. Chuck?
What if he didn't? Huh? What if he didn't? Rabban could have told him to. He's looking for ways.
Well, I believe he did.
So Rabbi's trying to figure out nothing. Let's say my mishloshan. If I want to do my mishloshan, I won't go. But he'll just give it to me without my being there. And I won't be my mishloshan, but I'll still be in the Sukkah and give it me. So what? That's a problem. So all of our answers from Tarek Kasher 1, they may be true there, but they don't help me here. They don't apply here. So let's go back to the Rabbi.
Can you just move
the
right, the Gemara show.
No, the Gemara discussed that. Why did you do it? So the Gemara goes through all the possibilities. And she's the Dana de Chalitin, she's the Dana de Aga.
Okay.
Take a look here. Let's take a look in the right hand side. Yes. Take a look in the right hand side. Hey, the days of Adopt Eris. Hey, the days of Adopt Eris. See the big word, the Hilchasa. 6 lines before the word, the Hilchasa. 5 lines. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 lines before. The Im Toma. See where it says Bodavasa Kufan Tesanal. For those who have a skinny Gemara, you gotta look on with your neighbor. Those who have a fat Gemara with the Ron, where's the Ron? Look in the Ron again. If you have a traditional Gemara, it's Hey on the Day. It's Dr. Rift. If you have a newfangled one, it's
Tezain.
Okay. The Im Toma. There's a whole long round here was discussing the first kasha. We're discussing why is it not to come to this Narsugya? He gave it a Tom and Rabban, and discussion of both, and then he gave his own answer. We'll come back to his own answer. The Im Toma, Ubahahu Umda the Isur Giyor, that's the story of Isur the Giyor. The Havulay, here he gives his summary of the case. The Havulay, Tracer Alpha Yazuzi Bey Rava. He had 12,000 Zuz entrusted to Rava. The Abba Rava, hey, to the Kuru of Marwan Yazuzi. Rava made this statement. Rhetorical question. How could Ramari possibly call him money? There's no way. The layman is the Kandir, and they. Again, the same two we showed him are going to weigh in with each with a new answer. There's this first is read, then we'll comment. Here's the Vietnam. Vietnam gives the answer. Did the Ger law mean Mr. Kandir make? There's no Mr. Kandir made by Ger. What? The Chal de Ite, the Yerusha, Mitzvah, Kayim, Divame. You only say Mitzvah Tan Divamei if it's something that could go to Yerusha. Why? Howil, the law pasach koko, the mama. Because in a normal case where a fellow has children that relate to him, Alpidin, so then even after the Yaakov dies and leaves Yerusha to his 12 sons, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, so on. So Yaakov is dead, but his koach. Reuben, Yaakov's koach over this money has not stopped entirely. What do you mean? The koach of Yerushim. Because the fact that Reuben, Shimon, and Levi are Yerushim money is because they're sons of Yaakov. So there's still a halachic connection between the dead man and the money if he has heirs and his legacy lives on. Why Yerushim has only because of the father? But here, So then you could say Mitzvah Kanzi Remez. Because after all, the fellow may be dead, he can't really do Kinyanim, but he still retains some connection to them. The money still connected back to him, so what he said is relevant. Of a ger, the late Yerusha, that the ger has no Yerusha, meaning ger without children, has no Yerushim, like the case of Yisur. Ufasa koko, meaning mono. So when he dies, the din is if a ger dies without any Yerushim, right? A fellow does have Yerushim. Usually, you always have Yerushim, because there are no children. You look to the back, work your way back up, to brothers, to cousins, but a ger is no cousin. Because you can't know about it. So if he never had children, and he doesn't have any other relatives because he's a ger, so he's a man with no relatives. No yarshim. So what's the din? A ger dies? What happens to all his property? That's good. Whoever calls on the relative. It's only. So if a ger dies, a ger is going to die. Pasach Kofim in Lamono. Once a ger dies, that property, that car, has no connection anymore to the ger. Because the fact that now I'm going to come by now, I'm going to come by. Yeah, here's the car of the Gerah Shemei Tzayim Yoshim. I'll take it. The keys are in the ignition. No, they get it. I'll do the Mashiach. I'll get in. I'll turn it on. I'll drive it in. That's the Mashiach. It was on the Hefker table. Yes. So once something's Hefker, it loses any history. It's irrelevant that a year ago it belonged to the Gerah. But now there's no remnants left. But if a guy, normal case, the fact that I own it, yeah, but it's the Yerusha of my grandfather. So my grandfather still is a Shaykhus, because then I own it. So what does Rabbi Yonatan say? Rabbi Yonatan says that, you know what, there's no Mitzvah Kam Zivra Meis in the Gemara Bava Basra, Yisur Giyora, because he's a Ger. There's no Mitzvah Kam Zivra Meis by a Ger, because there's no Yerusha, the Ger is not Morish. Shai, this is no Yusha, and it's Hefter, that's why no Mr. Kanzir Meis. What does Rabban say? Rabban's out here, it's the Lord means Mr. Kanzir Meis, it'll be Yerusha. You only say Mr. Kanzir Meis by people who are Yerusha. Oma Kala Tanasa, you give a gift to the guy. Ki Inyin, like the Gemara Gittin Daf Mem, which everyone saw, Asu Lo Kala Tura. Right? Where the guy is about to die, he says to his kids, look, this Shifcha took such good care of me the last 5 years, I was incapacitated, whatever the case was. The thing that she did so way out of the way, went above and beyond the call of duty, do her a favor, free her. Right? So then he says, Mitzvah Kanzi Remei, because you're talking to your Yerushim. Or he quotes all the other cases, Tinu Shaka, or Mashash Mal Subito, Kemish in the Kov, Matanatha Zachzaben, Osir Lehem. Lavar, on the top. Then you're not allowed to violate. The Yorish shouldn't have violated what the fellow said. Our Barava, the Zuzi, the Easter, and the Hefker, Zachaban. He wasn't the Yorish, he was the Zachaban and the Hefker. The Lord, me and Mitzvah Kam Divra Meis, and the Hefker. So if you're not Yorish, if I just got in the Hefker, then there's no Mitzvah Kam Divra Meis. So Lukhara, the Talmud Rabban, just said the exact same thing. They both said, oh, it doesn't apply to a Ger.
No, because.
Why? What's that? Let's speak of the Kashin and give it to her. And why? Well, because you only have it when there's Yerusha. But here there's no Yerusha because by a Ger there's no Yerushim. So that's why there's no Mitzvah Kam Divra Meis. You know what they both said that.
No.
But they said it with a twist.
No, it's a different twist. Many times said that it doesn't apply, period. While the band said that, no, theoretically it should apply, except that if you're a Zoka in it, so without crossing Yerusha.
Rabbeinu Tam says it from the Moser's perspective. Rabbeinu Raman says it from the Talmud's perspective.
Right. Rabbeinu Tam says, let's even add from the Moser's perspective. He said from the perspective of the money.
Right.
Rabbeinu Tam said that if you're not going to have this raised by a ger, because this money, this car, is no longer connected to the dead fellow. Rabban says you're not going to have this kind of raised by the ger, because the only people that could be obligated to give this thing away are the Yarshim. Or Mekabel Matana. The dead person gave him Matana. Or dead person, they're the heirs of the dead person. So they owe him one. But then he says, Asur Lahem Lava Matoso. They are forbidden to violate his instructions. They have a chiv to keep his instructions. Masha Eino King. And then Thomas not saying, you, Yore, you owe him one. He thinks this money is still connected to him.
You give it to Ashota. His lawyer can give the money to Ashota.
Then
his lawyer doesn't do anything.
Good. Very good. Well, what are they talking about arguing about? Exactly. The Ramban seems to be saying And here we can already, we're ready very soon to move backwards. The top, Ramban seems to be saying, Oshelahem Rabba Mitzvato. If you're the Yorish, the guy, or you, he, the guy gave you a Matana, so you owe him one, you are obligated to follow his instruction. Right? Nothing about the status of the money. You have a chiyuv, if you like, you can use terminology, chavakavra. The mystic kind of relation is that you, the person, the yoresh, you have a responsibility to follow his instructions. We are talking about your responsibility to follow his instructions. It's not the saying that the dead man, as you were saying, the director of the Moshe, the dead man has the right, at least in the Rabbanan, to make statements about this money. Ramban, let me ask you a question. This is kind of your name. The moment you die, you don't say it is yours. Who owns it? 5 seconds after he died. So that before he died, the fellow made a statement that I want you to give this money to Purim. Okay? Then he died. Before you had the chance to deliver, this was time debate, so we have to deliver this money to Ratzel. Before it's delivered, who owns it?
Either the
Yash
or whoever
is stealing it. Good. Let's think about Ramban. Ramban is saying, from the end of Ramban about the Gemara of Basra, that if you're Yoresh, if you owe something to that guy, then you have a mitzvah, lekinder name. You have a chiyuv to do it. It belongs to you. You're Yoresh, and you're now the mitzvah to follow the judgment and be machne the way it's the other guy. Until you're machne it. Good, right. If I owe you money, right? Let's say I owe you $20. So I have a $20 bill in my pocket. It's mine. I am mechuyev to give it to you. Maybe I have a shiv in the shivah, but this because I owe you money and I spoke to pay back yesterday, it doesn't mean this $20 bill is yours. It's mine, and I'm supposed to give it to you. Right? That's what Ramban seems to be saying. Mitzvah just means that the Yoshim or the Mechal Matana have a chiyuv to follow instruction. I have a chiyuv to give it to you, but it still belongs to me until I give it to you. Whereas in Tom is saying no. Before the fellow died, after he died, this $20 is connected to him because the Yoshim only own it because they're his son, because they're his grandson, because they're his nephew, because they're his brother. So therefore, he. Which Rabbanan can impact on this crisis even Ahamisa. The Rebbeinu might even be saying, not that Mr. Panther may create a chiyuv on you to follow instructions. It might actually be a kiddush. It might actually mean that at the moment that guy dies, this $20 flips to being whoever is supposed to go to. Mine belongs to him. Not that the Yorish is supposed to give it to him. It might not manish a kiddush. Manish is the chiyuv. And that's what Rashi says in Basra. There's a simple reason that you want to have the Yalla Bays that we began with, right, where the guy dies, you give it back, not give it back for Papa, it sounded like it's Mama Shakin. That seems to fit well with Abayim Tom, who seems to be saying that Mitzvah Benjamin is the real king, whereas Ramban seems to be saying that it is a Mitzvah. That corresponds well, king corresponds well to Rashi. And you know who says mitzvah very clearly? Let's say something great. We said there's two tarikim to the what shot our Mishnah, why not mitzvah time to make our Mishnah? So the Ramban said the Tivut. Okay, that was south. But let's think about what they said. Ramban said the only thing that's going to be raised is your instruction. Makes perfect sense. Because the whole idea is you should follow, you have a chiyuv, a mitzvah to follow his instructions. If he didn't give you instructions, he said, and Ray belongs to him. It's just a mitzvah to follow his instructions. So much so that the Ra'ah even says you have to give the instructions directly to him.
So then whoever the portion.
The Ra'ah, okay, the Re'ah Tam, it has to be ready beyond Achayim. We want, why doesn't that? Why can't it be beyond? Why does that say beyadi? So why can't you just say mitzvah can't do that? Why does that story be in the hands of the third party? So it could be, because the whole kingdom works better that way. So the Asa suggests it could be, so it's a long one, but like a Zechi almost. Not in HaTorah, but it's only happening in HaMisa. Right. The Asa Lion both suggested that it could be that whole idea, the Be'er Tam insists it really has to be in the hands of a third party, because then it's a little bit Midrabanan, along the lines of a double on a shoulder fund. The third party, these are coded for the third party.
Okay.
Right? Or you could say, maybe more simply, if you're already halfway out of the door for me, then it's easier to demakatu bedibor. Or is here is really kinyan. According to the time of the kinyan, bedibor. So how's that working? It's already halfway out. They're already more disconnected from me. But if it's mamish in a mace's backyard, so then there's no way for him to transfer ownership to the other person. So however you're gonna, whatever flavor you're gonna give to it, but lachor ben atam, the way that Ram presents it ben atam, it fits well with the idea that hakna, right? So you have ben atam with his basic idea about the Mishnah and Gemara. That's the other thing. You have ben atam saying it's only because lo hasa koach hameis meham mamon. And where you have Ramban saying it's only mitzvah ayoshim or al mekalmatana. Okay. And the Ra'ah adds, the Ra'ah is taught by the mitzvah, the Ra'ah adds that the Ra'ah, Krishna Mitzvah, this Nehem, which by the way might explain well what Ramban is saying about our Mishnah. You might have said a Sibu of Tanubi, you didn't say it to the Yarshim, you said it to the Shliach. The Ran himself says, all one's Rabban, he wants to give a third answer to our Mishnah. He doesn't like the Rabban's application of Mishnah. You know what he says? And he says, my Mishnah, of course. Take a look at the Ran. Let's go back up to the beginning. We said the beginning of the Ran is all dealing with the first question number one. Right. Question number two is Yisra Diora. Question number one was why does our sugya, our home sugya, why doesn't it mention Mr. Kandirin? So the Rabbi Tam said because it wasn't the Alachair. The Rabban said there was no direct seaboard. Was the direct seaboard? It was direct seaboard. The Rabban's not so happy. He said with the Ra'an you could be in Yashir, but the Ra'an's not so happy. So let's take a look in the Ra'an. He gives his own answer.
According to Rabbi Tam,
No, it's not. Well, in Yorish base. And you can remove the Tzav anyway, according to the Tzav. Because it's a Hakna.
Yeah,
but as soon as the guy dies, it doesn't work for the Torah because he's dead, but in the Jabana, there's a Hakna.
It would only apply to
Kinyan.
It would only apply to Kinyan. It works through Yorishin in some way, but it only apply to Kinyan. So somebody ordered you to do something that's not Kinyan. Right,
at all, that would not fall under. Oh, right, that's a good point. Right. This has to do with disposal of property. Right, if a guy tells his son, you need to go to medical school, and then he dies, and there's final instructions. Right, so these are not like those type of final instructions. Right, this type of final instruction, I tell you I need you to take good care of this one, or go to school, or whatever it is, I want you to quit your job and get a different job, whatever type of thing. You're not going to make
a question.
And Mr. Kandive has to do, according to both of them, with the whole type of discussion, not for a 30-second digression, we'll start on the topic, but there are limitations. There is a miskin kilavim, but there are limitations.
So, basically when he ended up and done it totally slow before he died, he killed Yoav and Shimon and Gera. So with that, this other kind of different
So there is an idea of a tzava. You find with Moshe and Yeshua and David and throughout Jewish history, is there definitely value to leaving his final instructions to his children. It doesn't mean that there's a din d'rabban of mitzvah kind of different made. But it's a good time to Dava's point out this is what you either he's saying this is what you need to do because of Marv Malchus, or let me give you some good advice. I'm your father, I love you, let me give you some good advice. If you give good advice, definitely it's someone gives you good advice, you ought to take it. But not that there's a din of mitzvah kam divrei mei. Let's say your good advice is I should give $2 million to someone else. Okay, I don't want to listen to your advice. But then I don't have a choice. That's the Shai of the Gemara. So why Rava was not bad at this of a kind of different mix? Why not? Because he wasn't a Yoresh, he didn't owe anything, so to speak, to the Zibber, didn't have any fear to follow his words. That's what Rambam says.
Well,
Ray Tom says, this isn't money that the Yoresh, that the Moish, that the dying man has the right to dispose of. Because once you die, you have no connection to the money anymore. You're not entitled to say anything about the money. Now, let's go back one second before you have more questions. Let's go back Again, our sugya. Why no mitzvah can't derivation our sugya? Why don't we say Shchizra or Mavon Shoshan? Why not say mitzvah can't derivation? So the Ram says, I have an easy answer. And Uvar is making an assumption in the Mishnah. He says, yeah, I have an easy answer. Based on what we said, I have an easy answer. Based on the implication of Rabban, easy answer. Based on the lean era. If you look in the Ram, if you have a traditional Ram, it's around 10 lines down the wide lines. Again, hang the base of Dr. Riff. It's right before the letter Gimel of the Bach. The letter Gimel of the parentheses. Right before the letter Gimel of the Bach. The lean era.
Three lines from the bottom on the desktop.
Oh, okay. Here, if you have a traditional Gemara, right over here. The li nira, da filu name of daitzu kapashta. Even you tell me that the word tenu really means instruction. So you can't give it on Bob's answer where he didn't give instruction. You didn't give it like tenu ma'al funny. That's good instruction. A filu hachi. Listen to this. Al karka, he tell me, he's a lachanisa, in the shas gibura dakabo. The implication of the Mishnah is not just that I'm giving you a mitzvah. It's not that he's a lachanisa, is that you're in with dakabo and the king beforehand. Oh, long is your mitzvah. And what does it matter whether the king before it or not?
That was
a great naftimina.
That was for the big temple.
Naftimina be a son of a katan. If you have the son of a little kid, the under bar mitzvah. So often they never listen to you. They're not bound to violate to keep mitzvah. Hey, you have a mitzvah to give this $10,000 away. You have a mitzvah to give it $2 million. Good. But I'm 11 years old. Oh, I don't pass in Kippur yet. I don't have to do this mitzvah either. So is it a mitzvah or is it the Kenyan? The father was not in away, so it's not up to you. It's not yours. If it's yours, like the Rambam was implying, just you have a chiyuv to give away. I don't have any chiyuv.
How
about mitzvah?
Okay. Yeah. Because even according to Rabbi Tam, it's not Mishas Dibura. Mishas Dibura is not Chabal. Even according to Rabbi Tam, you're not Doche Mishas Dibura. You're not Mishas Mitzvah. Right?
Okay.
So you can say the same thing in Rabbi Tam.
You guys see he spells out how you see that it were okay, yeah, it could be. Okay, the Ron himself is definitely following.
Oh, because he says below Misha Mitzvah. Once he says that, yeah, then right. That, so you could have said Mishat Tibur as opposed to Mishat Misa.
Yeah. So we have 5 minutes remaining. So let's recap and then let's try to at least to leave the rest of the figure until next week, I think not a good idea. So, but I'm aware of the time. So let's at least speak out some of the remaining points. We already have the bulk. What's going on right here? Again, what do we have? There's a notion of mitzvah kind of remains, which does not appear in our Gemara, mysteriously. Does not appear in Baba Basra Kusman Tet, Isra Giora, mysteriously. Does appear on Dr. Dal, on the day. Okay. So, and we pass, go into the Tetzvah, we pass in that way. So what does it mean? So now we have uncovered is the basic machlokas Rishonim. But implicit in Tosfos Ramban, explicit in Rashi and Ran. Whether is it actually like a kinyan? It's like Ma'amar Shlashta. It's like Ma'amar Shchivra. It's a chiddush. What was the din Rabbanim? That this works as a kinyan, or just that it's a tachiyav on the gavra? You're supposed to follow instructions. It still belongs to the Yorish, but he's supposed to. He's mechuyav to follow instructions and give it away. And that fundamental question of whether it's a kinyan, jabana, achamisa, or it's just a chiyuv on the yarshim, or whoever gets the money, so that has several nafkamina. Number one, how do you understand what's going on in our Gemara, why our Gemara doesn't mention it? And Tom develops an idea for him that it has to be Yerushas Hashem, because that helps Dr. Noah work. Ramban develops an idea for himself. You have to be a tzivui. So the whole point is to find instruction. And Ra'a added, Ramban Talmud, has to be a tzivui directly to whoever is supposed to be gaining it. And Ramban added also, and it can only be a tzivui directed at someone who's Jewish, or he's gaining some other present from the dead man. I'll give you a big present, but I wanted to give part of it away to someone else. If you're getting something from him, then you're mechuyiv. He has a call on you. You owe him a favor, so to speak. The Chazal said, not that you owe him a favor, but you're mechuyiv to give him the favor. But tell someone else, and tell Rava, tell Rava, do this, I don't have to listen to you. I can be a nice guy, I will do listen to you as a nice guy, but I'm not mechuyiv to listen to you. The Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it seems to say, no, it's a hakna. And that's the Rebbe of Tom. You should know it's also, who else? It's also the Rambam's Tesis. And it's also the Rambam's father's Rebbe, Rimagash. Rimagash is quoted by that's how Shuvas Rizvah. He says the same thing. It has to be Nimsa Yalachem. They all seem to want to very neatly with this approach that it is a king. What an afkimin is, and that one afkimin is looking at the kids of Katana, or it does afkimin is, it's a third party, not a Yorish, or there was no direct sivui, or. Yeah, but who are the Achim? Couldn't make time to be any Achim, couldn't have found it's only the Yorish.
Right.
Or it's not into Achim, or let's say the Yorish didn't listen. It's not about the Dr. Moshe's discussion. The Yerushim didn't listen. They didn't listen. So they decided instead of listening, they sold it away to someone else. So then the question is, one second, if it's a haknah, you can't sell it. It's not yours. It still goes to the person supposed to get it. But if it was just you had a mitzvah, so you did not vera, you deserve a punishment, but lamaisa, you sold it. So now that other guy, you can't. Can you sue for it or not? Does it belong to you, or just you? You have the right to answer.
There's some
kashivas in this.
Let me throw in one final complication, and we'll close with this. One final complication, and we'll close the complication. I think up till now everything should be pretty smooth. One complication, throw a monkey wrench in. The way I presented the Ben Tam was the way the Ran and the Raj were presented the Ben Tam. The way the Svarzim presented the Ben Tam. The Tosfos says something different Ben Tam. We don't have time to fully develop it. The Tosfos says, I'll tell you briefly, Tosfos says that it's not just, the Tosfos says there in time, it's not just that it was someone else is holding on to it. It's that you gave it to someone else for shame kach. You have to have given it to him for the purpose of giving it to, I said, here, take this and give it to this person after I die. Something like that. That we just have to do the surprise, but the rubber just holding on to it. No. Because Rabbi Tam, the Tosfos presents that as an answer even to Easter Giora. Because Rabbi was holding on to it, but it wasn't given to him to give to the son. It was given to him to eventually give back to the father. So if you think about it, you'll realize that that version of Rabbi Tam probably cannot work with Kinyan. Because why would I care why he gave it to you? So it could be Das Kinyan, or it could be that why I gave it to you is more along the lines of Steve. The whole reason I gave it to you is you should give it to him, so then you have to follow those instructions. So the Tosfos version of Tom already opens up and maybe whole understanding that we know generally, historically, there were often more than one version of what exactly Rabbi Tom said. So clearly, there's a difference between Svar Mashnazim. The Raj Baran are saying Rabbi Tom the way the Rimagash held himself. The Rambam was probably quoting the Rimagash. But the Baran Tosfos had a different version of Rabbi Tom.
It
was a little
shame,
cough, after the tour decided.
Was there a little more accurate?
So, enjoy your lunch. Those are coming back after lunch. We will be upstairs at 1:00.
Exactly. I'll still split it.